My name is Larry Walker, and I've been at Everett Community College for 25 years now. I'm currently the athletic director. I started in 1985 as a men's basketball coach and part-time instructor.
And I'm John Olson in the Office of College Advancement, and I've only been here about 20 years, Larry, so take me through a little bit about the other jobs you've had here at the college over the years.
When I first came to Everett, it was for the men's basketball job. And then when I got to Everett, they gave me some part-time teaching and also assistant golf coach. And then a few years later, I became the athletic coordinator. And it was just a title at that time, and it's pretty much what I'm still doing today, but I'm now considered the athletic director. And over the years, I've been in charge of a lot of different areas, mostly in the physical education department, the athletic department.
A lot of years. Do you have a favorite story or a memory of your time here at the college?
There's a lot of them. Some of them relate to basketball. When I first came to Everett, the thing I can remember of my children were very young, and my daughter was 7 and 8, and they were cheerleaders the first 2 years, and my son was a ball boy on the basketball. And actually, those are the only two cheerleaders we've ever had here since I've been here in the 25 years. So. That was a pretty good memory, and we played for the championship in 1995 in the men's, and I remember winning the first baseball championships, but there's a lot of them. This year, they're winning the cross-country championship. Those are all pretty memorable, but it's mostly with the athletes I look back and that I've dealt with has been the most precious times with the people I work with.
Was there something that happened during your time here that had a significant impact on you?
I would say the relationship I had with my bosses had been a big influence, just not on my professional career, but also just life in general. Meeting a guy like Rich Haldy that was here the whole time I've been here, and my boss, Joanne Ashlock, in the student activities office. They were instrumental in helping me get started, and Rich was very helpful in all areas. He's always been a big athletic person, and he really helped me to get over the top in a lot of the things I did. And like, we started with, we had quite a few sports when I first got here. They dropped it down to 4, and then 1999-2000, we started adding some sports like softball and women's softball and cross country and those kind of things, and now we're up to 11. So I would say that is a very important part of it.
You've chosen to spend your career with student-athletes. Is there something that makes this group of students stand out for you?
Student-athletes, I came in here, and it's sort of like when I first got here, I really felt strong about the relationships I had with athletes, but then it was almost like a calling. I think there's a need there. I did teach and coach in high school for 10 years. And it was totally different. I think there was a need at the junior college level for a little bit more direction for the kids after they get out of high school. In high school, you're just trying to develop them into a little bit, where in college, you're really helping them be heading in the right direction. And it's been a tremendous watching the turnaround of a lot of the athletes that I've worked with and them coming back. That's been the best part.
Do you have a meaningful relationship, or maybe one or two, that you've developed over these years at the college?
Yeah, like I just said, I mentioned Rich Haldy and Joanne Ashlock. They've both been here, and also in the physical education department, Sue Grisby, that got here about a year before I did. And it's been fun working with her the last few years on building the new gym. Those are awesome relationships, but also with the people at the college in general. People in the financial aid office I work closely with, people in the registration office work close with. A lot of them have been here just as long as I have, so those have really been great relationships.
What inspired you to go to Everett Community College? You mentioned you were in the high school ranks for a while, if there was a person that inspired you, what would you say to that person now?
I was inspired after I got here, like I said, by Rich Haldy, but the reason I came to Everett Community College in the first place is we were originally from the West. I went to Eastern Washington University, got a job teaching at Lewis and Clark High School in Spokane, and it was just time to come back over this side of the mountains, and it was an opening, and things worked out, and I just sort of led that way. And then when I did get here, it was Rich that really was instrumental in helping me develop to what I'm doing right now.
In general, what's made you want to come to work every day?
Lately, it's to watch the new gym go up. I would say that's inspiration. But with my job, I do a lot of different things, and every day there's a little bit different challenge. Like this last year and a half has been by far the most challenging in my career. I've had to set up a new gym, and had, along with having a temporary facility for the gym and fixing that up so we could play in it, and now doing the softball fields and working on the soccer field. So I'd say this has been challenging, but I really enjoy that part of my job, that I'm doing something different all the time.
Tell me about the new gym. What's that going to do for the program?
The first thing I ever stated was just the new gym is like a new beginning. I think it's really going to help with our recruitment. We did lose a lot of athletes, and to this day we're still losing a few until they actually see the gym up. But I think that's really going to help us step up and get to the next level so we can be competitive in everything like we are right now. And softball and cross country, and we've been pretty strong in baseball and some of those, but I think this is going to help all of our programs really develop and become stronger.
One thing I know about you is you keep in touch with some of the former student athletes, and many of them have gone on into the coaching profession or teaching profession. Can you talk about some of the folks that you keep in contact with and what they're doing now?
Yeah, that's the fun part of my job, is I go out and I'm still going out and recruiting athletes and basketball players. And when I go out there, just in this area in Snohomish County, there's five that were my former players that are head basketball coaches at the high school level. And so to see them and have them come up and talk, and then it's pretty cool too, because there's three of them that really ask for my advice when I watch their games and stuff. So that's fun too. The only tough part is a lot of them play each other. So people will say, well, who are you rooting for? I said, I'm just here to watch. And then also my daughter's a head basketball coach at Marysville High School, and that's been a lot of fun watching her develop as a coach. And she's pretty fiery, so it's a lot of fun to watch.
And your children played here as well? Were student-athletes here?
Yeah, my oldest son, Daryl, who is coaching with me now, played for me and then went on and played at Eastern Washington. And my daughter, Kelly, my middle daughter, she also played for Everett and then graduated from Western Washington University, where my youngest daughter went straight to Western and had a very good career there. So, but she actually did come back and teach some part-time in the physical education department for a couple of years.
We're adding a Hall of Fame to the new gym facility. You've had a chance to learn a little bit about the history of the programs. Anything jump out at you when you look back from 1941 on?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. It's been amazing working with the Hall of Fame committee and finding out some of the people that have slipped through the cracks over the years, and some of the outstanding athletes and individuals that we've had here at the college. Like, a lot of people didn't know that, like an Ed Pepple that's been coaching high school basketball for 50 years, actually played at Everett, and pro baseball players. And it's been a lot of fun in that way to find out all the history of it, more so than when I've been here for 25 years and I'm still learning.
There was a pretty booming intramural program, and one of the faculty members, math instructor named Lou Wingy, probably one of the worst players ever to play in intramurals. Do you recall anything about Lou?
Some of the things I remember about Lou is we'd play a couple times a week and he'd go months without scoring, and I really felt bad about him. Sometimes we'd leave him all alone and he still wouldn't score. So those are some things I remember about Lou. But he talked a pretty good game, but he talks a lot, period. So
you're probably one of the longest tenured coaches in the NWAC. Is there something that you attribute that to?
Being my own boss helped. I haven't fired myself yet, so that might be one good thing. But I work hard at it. I love what I'm doing, and I really have a passion for it. I think that's a lot to do with it.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Okay.